The school nurse sent a little boy home early because he what at school? If a nurse would send a little boy home from school because he what?
Wasn't at school.
No, I mean he was at school, but she sent him home early because
he's sick or something.
I see. The nurse sent him home because he what?
Thought he wouldn't obey, I guess.
Well, no, if she was a nurse.
Nurse, he must have been sick.
I see. And if a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say that he feels sick at his what?
His stomach.
I see. Now, what do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding? Say if the guests want to tease the bride or groom.
What would you call it?
Yeah. Any special name for something like that?
No, I guess not. They just have a celebration. They call it celebration.
I see. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say you better behave or what?
Boogerman will get you.
I see. How would you greet a friend on December 25th? Say, you know, it's just December 25th and you meet somebody and you'd say something special to them?
It's a Christmas gift.
If you've got a very heavy suitcases and you have to take them from one place to another, you'd say, boy, I'm glad I don't have to what them very far.
I don't have to care much, though.
I see. What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in the water?
Turtle.
And do you call it anything different if it lives on land?
Carrot.
I see. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
Big pardon?
Chitlins.
I see. Do you call what do you call the center part of an egg?
Yellow.
I see. And what do you call the upper man part of a man's body, say around here?
Call it his chest.
I see. And what do you call a small flat bottom craft with oars that you use on a lake? Like say you're going to go out on the lake and you've got this thing, you know, with oars on it, and you row out in it. What do you call the thing you go out on the lake in?
Boat. Motor boat.
You call it anything if you use oars instead of a motor on it?
Well, they call that bat tow.
Big boy?
Bat tow.
Bat tow.
You see that? Paddle, they use paddle then.
Oh,
they call it a bat tub.
They don't have no motor on it. They just paddle with the hand.
Did that have a square front to it, or?
Yeah, it can have a square front. It can have be made just like a box, and it can be made out of logs.
Is there any other name for it if it has a square front?
Bat tub.
And yeah. If it has a point in front, it's the same thing.
That's right.
I see. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
I see. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's a very pretty what of beads?
String beads.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other?
Beat him up.
I see. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down?
Calf.
I see. And what are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn those. He never wants to give away any money.
Tight.
Repent?
Tight.
I see.